Brandon Heath is my guest at Family Life Radio. The new album is Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. Brandon, thanks for joining me at Family Life Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations. You're going to be a daddy for the first time, right?
I know, man. It's still kind of crazy to hear that, but thank you very much.
Yeah, when is the due date?
December 21st.
Oh, sweet.
The Lord willing, having a baby girl before Christmas rolls around. So we'll see.
Yeah, that is so cool. All right, so tell me about this little baby moon that you went on with your wife.
Well, I surprised her with a little trip out to Wyoming. We had never been to Jackson Hole, and she's talked about it for years. And, you know, I told her I'd like to surprise her with a little trip somewhere. And she said, as long as it's Zika-free, we can do it.
Right.
So I figured the mountains of Wyoming would be as far away from mosquitoes as we could get.
Yeah, smart woman. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon Heath, now that you are a soon-to-be dad for the first time, I mean, what kind of emotions are running through you right now?
Well, I think I've running the gamut of all the emotions, but I'm most excited. I think it's one step at a time. I'm excited to hold her. I think for me, I haven't read many books on parenting or sleeping, or I think I just want to take the, I had a great dad,
yeah,
who was amazing in my life, and I've had great father figures. So I'm just going to take their example and do that.
Yeah, and let it unfold. Bring it on, right?
Yeah, that's all we can do, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when my first daughter was born, it was the most amazing thing, changed my life forever. I could hardly wait to come home from work every day just to hold her. So your life is going to change in a big way, Brandon.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be hard to get on the bus. I'm already kind of dreading it.
I'm talking with Brandon Heath. The new album is Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. And the first single from the album, Whole Heart, has become a Family Life Radio listener favorite. Brandon, what does the idea of giving our whole heart ideally look like?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for playing it. Two, I would say that a theme in my life has really been talking about reconciliation. I've just always felt like it's really important, and the more that I know Jesus, I think he's about redeeming things. And I look at my life, my own heart, as kind of a little bit of a fragmented puzzle that is confusing and broken, and God put that back together. He needs all the pieces. He asks us to love him with our whole heart, and I think that means even the broken, shameful, often forgotten parts of our hearts that we have to trust to him. So he's in the business of redeeming and reconciling, and I love that. It makes me feel like I'm living the life that I'm supposed to live.
Brandon, when did it finally click with you that you said to yourself, this is what I want to do? I want to be a songwriter. I want to be an artist.
You know, it started when I was about 14, maybe 15, I went to the Bluebird Cafe with my mom and my stepdad to see a songwriter play there.
Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, in mm-hmm. Nashville, yes. Which, if you're visiting Nashville, you have to come to the Bluebird Cafe. It's kind of like the home of singer-songwriters.
Right,
but,
right.
I was sitting in one of those wooden pews that they have in the room there, and I remember it was a guy named Skip Ewing who was sharing songs, and I thought, okay, that's what I want to do with my life. And my mind has not changed. I think it hits us at different times, but mine was when I was a teenager.
Yeah, you never turn back. That's awesome.
Well, thankfully, I didn't have to. God made it happen. I mean, it's kind of the language that I speak, and honestly, I didn't know what else I wanted to do with my life, so it's a good thing it turned out.
Right?
Yeah.
Brandon Heath is with me at Family Life Radio. All right, Brandon, February 12th, 2012, Los Angeles, California, the Grammy Awards. You did something very cool. You brought your music teacher, Bobby Jean Frost, to the ceremony as your guest. Tell us about that night.
That was really cool. So my teacher in high school, I was not like an A student by any means. I was just kind of ready to be done with school. I'm an old soul, and I was like, I want to get out of here. But I had a great music teacher there that really wanted to instill hard work and commitment and excellence in us as kids. And that's something that you're like, well, you don't normally get that in choir. But I would beg to differ because, you know, if you're going to do complicated music and traveling and competitive singing, it's actually a lot of work. And so she is the one that really, I think, taught me to be professional. And she, when I was a freshman, she talked me into auditioning for this little choir called the Grammy in the Schools Choir. And it was a national competition, and I happened to win. So I won, as a freshman in high school, a trip to the Grammys to join about 16 other kids from around the country and sing really hard music. It was jazz.
Mm-hmm, right.
We sang at the Grammys in front of all of our heroes, and that's what changed my life. And so when I was nominated for 3 Grammys that year, I wasn't dating anybody, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to call up Bobby Jean Frost and see if she'd like to be my date, just to thank her for all that she taught me. And it was an amazing experience.
Wow. I love that story. That is so great. Brandon Heath is my guest at Family Life Radio. His new album is Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. Brandon, in addition to the 11 new songs on the album, you've also created videos for each of the songs in American Sign Language. That's pretty awesome. What inspired that?
You know, I have got some amazing fans out there, and one of my favorite fans, his name is Ian, and Ian lives in Nebraska, mm-hmm. and he is deaf, but he loves my music, which was intriguing to me. I thought, well, how do deaf people listen to music? And Ian has cochlear implants, but also he loves to listen to music. So he signs a lot of my music just in his bedroom. And so my wife and I thought it'd be kind of fun to fly him to Nashville with his mom and film him interpreting my music. But we also got some professional interpreters involved. Every song that's on this record is interpreted in American Sign Language.
Love it. I love that. Brandon Heath is with me here at Family Life Radio. His song, Give Me Your Eyes, won a Dove Award for Song of the Year back in 2008. Brandon, I still hear that song wherever I go, whether it's radio or a department store or the supermarket. There it is. So what's your story behind the song?
I know, man. Some songs are just larger than life, and you can't explain them. And I think Give Me Your Eyes is that for me. I wrote that song with Jason Ingram after being on a long flight from Seattle to Nashville. I was sitting really close to a guy next to me, didn't say a word to him. And it just felt weird to be in such close proximity to someone and not relate to them. And so I wrote the song about that kind of experience. God, give me your eyes. And I had no idea, Jason and I both had no idea what God would do with that song, but it's my career song and I'm proud of it. You know, I'm not tired of playing it yet. Hopefully I don't get tired of playing it because people want to hear that one, but I'm really thankful for the message of that song. I think it's become a theme in a lot of people's lives, and man, I'm humbled by that.
Yeah, well, we're not tired of it, so you keep singing it, all right?
Okay.
All right, Brandon Heath, we're almost to a new year, and you are almost a new dad for the first time. So what's one thing that you want to be more intentional about in this new phase of your life?
Well, I'm going to have some little eyes watching me. And I really want to be just a good example, not just a good dad, but just how do I love and care for others? And how do I care for my wife? You know, we're going to be this little family unit, and it's brand new for me. I mean, my wife and I have only been married for 3 years. So, you know, they say that a baby changes everything, and I think that's the truth. Mm. But she's going to be watching me. So I not only want to speak, but live a life for Jesus. And I think that's a great example to give her.
Brandon Heath has been my guest on Family Life Radio. The new album is Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. Brandon, congratulations on the new album, and even more so, congratulations on the soon-to-be arrival of your brand new daughter. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.